KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The slashing starts early in Logan, no surprise, since it's an R-rated action thriller about Wolverine, also known as Logan, the X-Men character with the tortured psyche and retractable claws. He's played sensationally well by Hugh Jackman. The great surprise lies in the depth and resonance of the drama. There is violence in abundance, sequences of spectacular mayhem that will thrill hardcore fans. Yet this comic book epic achieves a narrative grandeur that's grounded in humanity, even though its superhero is a mutant. When the story begins, the year is 2029, civilization is in decline, and Logan is at an ebb so low he's almost done for. A junkie and a boozer, he suffers from a mysterious illness that has sapped his healing powers. Still, he struggles to care for Patrick Stewart's Charles Francis Xavier, Professor X, who's beset by a degenerative brain disease and living in hiding inside a toppled water tank on the Mexican border. The mutant population has been all but wiped out, and no mutant has been born for 25 years, as far as anyone knows. Suddenly, though, a wide-eyed, silent young girl named Laura appears. She's played by Daphne Keene. She's a mutant who needs a protector, a would-be daughter in search of a dad, a formidable fighter in her own right, and the little engine that powers the plot, which is part track down, very bad guys are after Laura, and part search for an Eden in a town called Eden across the Canadian border, where refugee mutants may have established a safe haven. Logan was written by Scott Frank, Michael Green, and the director, James Mangold, whose work is pretty much flawless. Big-budget action thrillers often take a few timeouts for characterization, but this film integrates character and action seamlessly. It's too long at 137 minutes, but not by all that much. The level of violence may prompt some to wonder what the world is coming to, but the R rating does represent truth in advertising, and it's conferred a kind of liberation on what turns out to be the best superhero film that's ever come out of the comic book world. And I'm not forgetting Tim Burton's Batman or Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight. Hugh Jackman has said this will be the last time he plays Wolverine. Logan is a perfect send-off for him and a grand climax for his character. It's a film that swings freely, even operatically, between incipient tragedy and beckoning hope. Logan has long been in emotional hiding, all too aware of the pain he inflicts on others, while Charles has urged him to make a good human life for himself. The path Logan follows isn't one he sought, and Laura is hardly his daughter of choice. Still, it's a good life for a good soul in torment, protecting a ferocious innocent on the way to Eden. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with...
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.